KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
All right, let's talk quicksand. I know this is sort of off the beaten path, but this was an aha moment for me, Navidauskas. I had no idea.
Tim, that we had said it better when you said off the beaten path. That's the rub right there.
So
you stay on the trail, because if you get off, problematic.
This reporter says, I was walking through a side canyon in the Escalante arm of the Lake Powell, marveling at the towering cliffs that dwarfed me in the ever-changing environment, but I wasn't paying attention. It happened quickly. One second I was on solid ground, the next I was partially underground. I had no leverage to pull myself out. With every movement, I felt more trapped. I began to panic. So my guide, the outreach director at Glen Canyon Institute, acted quickly, and after sinking for a moment himself, successfully pulled us both from safety. Holy cow. Quicksand is what they call a non-Newtonian fluid that appears solid when undisturbed but can suddenly lose its viscosity and a resistance to flow when stress is applied, giving it fluid-like characteristics. I've seen this in movies, but I had no idea that we may have, you know, this danger lurking in our own backyard.
Well, you know, it's like I say, it's near river bottoms, it's near lakes, it's places like that. And in the old days, those places were never marked as trails or anything, and so quicksand was a real problem. And you don't hear about it much anymore because pretty much every inch of our continent has been navigated. But yeah, it looks like you could walk across, but you can't.
Yeah. There's another story of that was shared on Outside Online, and they were talking about a guy that was trapped for nearly 12 hours while hiking in South Central Utah's Dirty Devil River back in 2011, and a helicopter actually was dispatched, and the crew attempted to use the aircraft to pull him from the muck three times. They couldn't get him out with a helicopter.
Right. The suction is so great, Tim. You know, I told you a graphic story, but yeah, you can't get out. It's a problem.
They say human and animal density is typically about 1 gram per millimeter, whereas quicksand density is about 2 grams per millimeter. To mitigate risk, this guide that I told you about at the beginning of this suggests taking a hiking buddy, moving slowly and testing the ground before walking on it. Additionally, hikers should pack a cord, which they could use to free themselves. But if you start to feel yourself sinking in the quicksand, this is the suggestion: move out of it efficiently, which could mean several things. The same goes for Dominey sediment banks, which is another term I haven't heard of. Don't trust any of the ground. Test it and be wary of it. And if you're concerned that it's unstable, get off of it. And according to the study, one person to remove a foot that is stuck in quicksand at the speed of 1 centimeter per second, the force required to equal the amount necessary to lift a medium-sized vehicle.
Yep. You know, I carry a walking stick almost always. I got the bad knee, but that helps you determine if it's, you know, solid.
Yeah. Here's the last bit of this. They said to escape, water should be reintroduced to the sand. A person can attempt this by slowly wiggling their legs and feet, which may cause it to be a little more stable. But goodness gracious, that just put the bejeebers scare into me.
Well, like I say, panic, claustrophobia, all that. You want to wiggle your legs and try to get a puddle of water around, and that gives you a possibility of getting out because it's a vacuum that sucks you down.
Yeah. All right, a couple of fishing notes here, and then I'll promise not to take up any of your valuable time on your fish bites because I get scolded for that after. But the Division of Wildlife posted some photos, and I wanted to share just some good news. We've talked about the snow water content, the snow water levels that are at a record right now, even bigger than 1983, which is great news. That's also been good news, of course, for our reservoirs, which tends to be then translate into good news for our fisheries. And a couple of notes from the division that I shared again on our Facebook page. They said at Nine Mile Reservoir in Sterling, Utah, the rainbow trout populations are really thriving because of the water levels. Three batches of rainbow trout were stocked in 2023, and their sampling shows a higher abundance than normal of them for this time of year. The trout that were stocked in 2023 also already exceed 16 inches and weigh over 2 pounds. So they're really optimistic about that. And then they were concerned over the last few years about Yuba Reservoir, Navi, and we've talked about this. It was scarily low down there. It was a puddle.
Right.
Well, they say that water levels in Yuba have been actually looking really good, and that their walleye sampling, with biologists targeting northern pike and tiger muskie, they were excited to find an abundance of walleye that were 16 to 19 inches, and of the 37 walleye caught, 27 were in that size range. So, good news. The water's really helping out.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that people don't consider, when you have more water, you have depth. And when you have depth, you have cooler temps. So the places that the fish can get to for a sanctuary from the heat of the summer is the key. That's why depth is important in a lake to keep the, you know, the more water you have, the safer it is for the fish.
Yeah. If you want to see some of these pictures, they are, again, on our Facebook page, which is KSL Outdoors Radio. We'll take a break and come back with more of KSL Outdoors in just a minute. Navi's also got our fish bites later in this hour.